ओम शांति। ऑल आर हैप्पी एनर्जेटिक। नाउ इन दिस सेशन हाउ टू प्रैक्टिस दिस राजयोगा विथ डिफरेंट मेथड्स। First of all, let us remember Baba's words about yogi souls. A yogi is the lighthouse for this world, a moving lighthouse. Wherever drashti goes, it is a psychological secret. Wherever drashti goes, or wherever attention goes, energy flows there. So if a yogi looks towards the trees, tree, water, nature, spiritual energy will go there. If a yogi stands on the earth, through his feet, legs, energy will enter the earth. If yogi looks at sun, moon, star, sky, ether, vibrations will go there. Therefore, a yogi is a blessing for this whole universe. So in Gita, it has been mentioned this way, O Arjuna, become a good yogi. Then your life, your words, your presence, your powers, your purity will bring benefit to this entire world. Baba's words. Those children who remember me very much, I immerse them in subtle region and talk to them. God Himself talks to His children, but to whom? Those who are very good yogi. Third very powerful version, those who remember me 8 hours a day, they are my best helper, because by them spiritual vibrations, peace, purity and might is spread out in whole world, go to nature. So we have to become yogi. You can remember avyakt versions. Those who are easy yogi will become world emperor. Easy yoga will make your life easy. So easy nature is the basis for easy yoga. If we are easy, problems will become easy. If we are easy, disease will become easy. If we are easy, sanskaras will become easy. Yoga will become easy. Relationships will become easy and sweet. So easy life, easy going nature is the best quality to enjoy life. It keeps us away from stress. It keeps us away from unnecessary anxieties, worries. We accept everything easily. And just as you had been churning now, before I came here, I was listening through FM in my car. That sister was speaking something. So a yogi is beyond the problems. I want to give you two powerful thoughts about powerful stage of a yogi. In 1982, when Didi Manmohini was here, she used to meet Avyakt Bap Dada immediately after Murli. Then all other party brothers and sisters met. So once Baba mentioned her, these were very good point for my life, for my practice. A day will come when entire activity of your yajna will be done through the power of thought. Next year, before she left body, I think it was her last meeting with Avyakt Bap Dada, very, I can say, secret of this universe, of this world drama. He mentioned, try to understand it. Just as now you say, whatever is there in drama, it will happen. Normally we speak like this. Okay, leave it. Whatever is fixed in drama, it will be done. When you reach near and near, close and closer to your perfect stage, you will say, what I think, it will be materialized. It will happen. So this was the line which compelled me to think more and more about this power of thought. That our thoughts and drama can become parallel. That whatever is going to happen in drama, same thought will emerge in our mind. Or whatever we create the thought, it will be materialized by this nature. So, important aim of our yoga practice, to become bodiless, detached from this body. And once we get detached from this body, we are detached from everything of this world. No more bondage can remain in our life. This wisdom of yoga is the most secret wisdom in this world. Although it can be mentioned in a line, be soul conscious and remember me. But it is the most secret wisdom in this world. The more and more we practice it, the deeper and deeper experience, the day will come when we will not practice this yoga, but we will be known as good yogi. Our life will become the embodiment of yoga. So we have to bring it practice with different methods. Otherwise what happens? Mind gets bored. If I ask you, you practice I am Master Almighty for 3 months. After 3 days, you will say it is not working. No experience. This is the state of human mind. It needs variety, interesting practices, new things always. So keep changing the method. We can include in yoga few things. You should be very clear so that you need not to ask either this is yoga or not. What I do, it is perfect yoga or not. Being bodiless, practice of soul with different method is an important part of yoga. So if we practice, only we practice, I am a soul here, or I have incarnated this body, or I have to go back to my home, this all is yoga. Second thing, practice five forms. You know all five forms? That is also a practice of yoga. Practice seed stage. That is yoga we know. Volcanic yoga or powerful yoga, seed stage, bindu roop yoga, all one powerful yoga. Through this yoga, we receive energy from Baba. It comes in soul, it is spread in the brain, and delete all negative things from the brain, from the soul, from the mind. If we practice yoga in subtle region, if we have chit-chat with Baba, it's also yoga. If we practice self-respect, it's yoga. If we practice, I'm an angel, this is yoga. So, different methods. Now, very, very good practice, one very powerful practice, and we all must practice it at least once a day. And that is, I'm the soul king sitting here on the throne. I'm self-sovereign. I am the master of my mind and intellect and sanskara, this body, sense organs. I am the master. Give this feeling to your subconscious mind. I am the master of this body, master of my mind and intellect. Just as if you are talking to your mind and intellect, oh my mind, I am your master. You have to follow me. I am your master. Baba's words in Avyakta Murali is, if an officer or a minister, prime minister, is sitting on the seat, then all others will follow his direction. But if he is not on the seat, none will obey him. So we have to sit on the seat with a feeling that I am Master Almighty and self-sovereign. We have to give this thought, this command to our mind and intellect. And you will experience after some days, mind follows you. If you say, oh my mind, be silent. It will become silent. Oh my mind, don't run here and there. Today you have to enjoy elevated thoughts. It will do. So let us practice now once. Red light. Sit on your throne. Throne, king. I am the king. Visualize yourself, clear vision, tiny point of energy. I am the source of spiritual energy. I have entered this body, sitting on the throne of forehead. I am Master Almighty. Self-sovereign, king of this body, master of my mind and intellect, master of all sense organs and sanskaras, I am the king. Talk to your mind. Oh, my mind, you had been stumbling for long. You have become peaceless, weak, negative. Now be silent. Create elevated thoughts. You are my good friend. Oh, my intellect. Now you are receiving divine wisdom from Shivaba. Make yourself divine. Throw entire rubbish out from you. You are the intellect of a yogi. You are the intellect of a great soul. You have to imbibe God's blessings within you, spiritual powers within you. Become divine. Soul, sitting on the throne. Om Shanti. We can use different techniques, different yuktis for this soul conscious practice. One word is bodiless, second word is soul consciousness. Bodiness we know. Soul consciousness means, listen, many things from Baba's Murli will become very clear to you. Baba's words. By doing the practice of yoga, 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 up to the end, you will become soul conscious. Soul consciousness means to become the embodiment of all saving qualities of soul. Knowledge. We should be enlightened. Entire darkness of our mind, intellect, must be removed fully. Come into light. Peace. Peace must become our power. No one can disturb my peace. It's my power. I went somewhere in a foreign country. There was a sister on the gate. On gate it was written, asleep. I am in silence. Please don't disturb me. I thought her silence has become so weak that anyone can disturb her silence and peace. No, You can go anywhere. Let anyone come in your home. Let anyone misbehave to you. But peace is my treasure. I have command on my peace. Love. Mind should remain full of love for all souls. No hatred. No negative feeling towards anyone. All are my brothers and sisters. All are good souls in this world. All are the members of my family. Such good feeling. Likewise, purity, might, bliss, happiness, subtle, deep pleasures, supersensuous joy. These are our qualities. So we will become embodiment of all these. This is called soul consciousness. We can do different practice. Visualize yourself here. Visualize others as souls. This should be our important practice, that whenever we look at others, we must see them as soul. So what will happen? Our pure vibrations will go to him or her. Pure energy will spread in entire world. But if our attention, if our drashti goes towards bodies, towards materialistic things, bad energy we will receive from them, and bad energy we will give to all, negative energy. One very good practice, Brahma Baba used to do it always. My part of 84 births is now about to complete. I have to leave this body and go back to my home and feel that soul is flying up, going back to home. Sit in sweet silence home and experience that sweet silence of soul world. Very good experience. Automatically, mind will become silent. Deep silence. A very good practice which Baba used to teach many years before, we will practice now. We have to visualize, we have to make our three forms. One, I am Brahmin, it is already here. On your right side, this is your right side, create your perfect angelic form. On your left side, divine form of future, deity form, deity form. And we will do a journey. I am soul here, I left this body, going towards my angelic form, entered it. Soul is shining in the forehead and body of light. Rays are spreading out. I left that body, started my journey towards my deity form, entered there. I am deity, divine, full of all virtues, purity. From there, I came back, sit here. Brahmin, angel, and IT. So now let us practice it, red light. Create your form. First create your form. In right side, be alone. Angelic form, up above. Light's body. From each part of my body. Pure vibrations, vibrations of might, light spreading out, This is my perfect form. Left side, deity form, divine body, golden-like body, double crown, master of the world. Now come in your Brahmin body. I am a soul. Powerful soul. Sitting in the cave of forehead. I left this body, going towards my angelic form. See yourself going there. Entered my angelic form. Observe it being detached. In forehead, soul is shining and body of light. This is me. I'm an angel. Free from all bondages, completely pure, God's messenger, beyond the attraction of this world, most powerful, fearless, full of God's blessings. From my forehead, powerful vibrations are going to the world. I left this angelic body. I am going towards my deity form. Entered deity form. I am a divine deity. Embodiment of all virtues, double non-violent, completely pure, visualize everywhere around you, golden-aged world, golden palaces, everywhere there is beauty of nature, there is fragrance in air. Voiceless world, full of peace, happiness, purity and prosperity. This is my world. I am a deity. I left that body, coming back, sit in forehead. I am a most fortunate Brahmin soul. Om Shanti. This practice can be done morning, evening, in day, anytime. You can take 3 rounds. Powerful stage. All thoughts will become silent. Divine feeling. Ecstatic feeling, super sensuous joy. Did you like this? Self-respect is higher consciousness. Just churn for few minutes about it. We had been believing, in simple words, oh, I am nothing. Oh, God, please bless me. Have mercy upon me. Please help me. Give me this, this, this. In Indian temples, people go. They always recite the mantras. I am a sinful person. I am nothing. I have lost everything. My mind has become vicious. And when God came down to us, immediately He spoke this way, oh my sweet children, you are very great. He gave respect to us. We have to give respect to our own self. Giving respect to this self is called self-respect. We have lost it. We have become negative. We believed we are nothing. We are impure. We are weak. No. So Baba is reminding us many things about us. You had been dieting for years and years, years and years. So very pure, deep, pure sanskaras are there within your subconscious mind. Visualize them, realize them. They will come up. So the more and more we remember, I am a great soul of deity religion. So all deity sanskaras will come up in our this life. I am supremely pure soul. Purity will come in our life. I am Master Almighty. Might will emerge in our mind. So Baba has awakened us by reminding our greatnesses. We have to accept them. Important thing is to accept them. See, whether our mind, subconscious mind or inner conscience reject them, you created this thought. But immediately a rejection came up from inside. No, you are not great. You have done this, 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 this. How you are great? Why are you cheating yourself? You are not great. But who mentioned us? God Himself, who is knowledgeful. He knew everything about us. He reminds us, you are absolutely pure. My experience of 1982, when I was doing my best effort to become perfectly pure, in two murlis, Baba gave two murlis about purity. One word I remember always, and I practice this line throughout the year. Baba mentioned, you always think that you have to become completely pure. No. You have to think, I am supremely pure soul. A new light came in my mind. In one other murli, Baba mentioned, if you consider, if you churn, oh, I will become Bab Saman, you will find it's a very difficult job. Even Brahma meditated, did intense tapasya for 33 years. How it is possible for me? Difficult. You will get frustrated. But if you think, if you consider, if you accept, I am Bab Saman, everything will change. Attitudes will change. Behavior will change. Words will change. Thoughts will change. And with the fast speed, your stage will move towards Bab Saman. These are called self-respect. So, one technique you can use for some days, I share one of the best experience of one brother. He was a chartered accountant, Kumar, came to me. It is the story of 40 years back. He asked me, I need your 1 hour. I have many problems in my life. I want to discuss. I knew what are the problem of Kumars and Kumaris. I answered him, today I am busy. You must come tomorrow evening. But before coming to me, you have to write down 50 thoughts of self-respect. How? I told him the method. Note down, I am a great soul. Then read slowly, I am a great soul. Again read it. It's true, I am a great soul. Again, God has mentioned, I am a great soul. Give 1 minute, accept it. It's true, I am. Next day, same time, he came to me. I asked him, now you can ask the question. And his answer was, now I have no problem in my life. I knew this answer, that he will give this answer. Problems are nothing but the creation of our weak, negative mind. We think a lot. To consider everything as a problem actually is the big problem. And if you believe there is no problem in my life, these are the challenges, common things in the Kaliyugi world, no problem. So self-respect will activate, will stimulate our inner qualities, inner power, inner purity. Give full attention to self-respect in your life. Swaman in Hindi. Swaman. Give time to yourself. You can choose at least 12 or 16 points of self-respect. and bring into your feeling like this. Now we will do a practice. This is the best method to remind ourselves to become the embodiment of this higher consciousness. What we do? We will go in subtle world. Or no, now we will invoke Bap Dada down. Both things we can do. Either go to subtle world or invoke him down. Feel that Bap Dada came down. He put his hand of blessing on my head and he is reminding me. Red light, please. We will give hearty invitation to Baba. Go in soul world and visualize Shiv Baba. Gyan Surya Shiv Baba. Almighty. Ocean of purity. Give hearty invitation to him. Oh, my great friend. Oh, my most beloved Baba. Ocean of love. Almighty, please come down to me. On listening our voice, our invitation, he started to come down. Visualize it that Gyan Surya Almighty is coming down. His rays are spreading all around him in entire soul world. He came in subtle region, entered the body of Brahma Baba. Now Bap Dada both are coming down. This divine angel is coming down. He is in front of me, giving drishti. Put his hand of blessing on my head. Enjoy this beautiful scene. God's hand on my head. He's giving blessing. He reminds now, oh sweet child, you are a great soul in this world. I have chosen you out of millions for my divine task. Go on accepting everything. Oh great child, I have given you all of my powers. You are Master Almighty. Oh powerful soul, I have given you blessing of destroyer of obstacles. You will have to destroy the obstacles of this entire world in future. Many persons will come to you with many problems by giving your drashti. You have to remove their problems, their obstacles. You are victorious jewels in every kalpa. You got victory over this maya. You are more powerful than Maya. You are the angels of purity on this earth. You are the same worshipper, the deity, to whom devotees are worshipping in the temples. You are the master of this entire nature. This nature always waits for your pure vibrations. You are world benefactor, most fortunate souls in the world, Master Gyan Surya, ancestors, you have to sustain this entire world through your vibrations. You are Bap Saman. In future you have to become master, savior of this world. You will have to give the blessing of mukti and jivan mukti to all. You are great souls, powerful souls, victorious souls, very great, equal to me. Baba is giving drashti. And he returned to his home. Om Shanti. This is the best method. Baba will be with us. And he will remind us about our inner powers, about our greatness, about our hero part in this cycle, So gradually and gradually we will awaken, our inner conscience will awaken, and we will become the embodiment of everything. And you can remember Baba's words, when you become the embodiment of self-respect, it means you become perfect. Higher consciousness is a great thing. I shared you one of Baba's beautiful experience many, many years before, when we have only meditation hall in Pandavabhavan, not even Om Shanti Bhavan. One day Avyakt Bap Dada came in meditation hall. So when Murli finished, so he was giving always a glass of juice. Baba hold glass and gave drashti. One sister Dadi, who was right from the beginning, was sitting there. Seal Indra, if someone knows her name, she was the sister of Didi Manmohini living in Bombay. She was very close in Lokik to Baba. She asked immediately, "Baba, to whom you are remembering?" Baba was giving drashti. He asked, "To whom you are remembering?" Shiv Baba answered. Both were sitting there. Juice Brahma Baba was to drink. Shiv Baba answered, He need not to remember anyone, because he has become the embodiment of higher consciousness. A new light came again in my intellect. Oh, higher consciousness is such a great thing. Our life becomes the embodiment of yoga. Hindi word is very good, yog yukt life. So this is one practice, any time in 24 hours you can do it, once a day. Remind yourself these things. What is seed stage, volcanic stage, powerful yoga? When we become soul, sit in Paramdham with Baba, Shiv Baba only, incorporeal to incorporeal. Less thoughts, minimum thought, 1, 2, 3 thoughts only in our mind. It is called seed stage volcanic yoga. It works like fire, burns all sins and vicious sanskaras. So we have to do like this. I am supremely pure soul. I went in soul world. Baba is ocean of purity. I am sitting with him and he is giving me pure vibrations. That's it. Receive pure vibrations. Second thought, I'm a peaceful soul, sitting with ocean of peace, receiving peace from him. Silent. Third thought, I'm Master Almighty, sitting with Almighty, receiving his might. Now is the time of traffic control, go there. Red light. I am supremely pure, sitting with ocean of purity. Second practice of this powerful yoga, it's easier. I am here, soul is here in the forehead, and from Baba, rays of might or purity are coming down to me. A fountain of this energy is coming to me. Just enjoy this while working for 1 minute, for 2, 3 minutes. this powerful fountain is coming to me. Very good practice which this entire world and nature needs so much. Giving vibrations. Baba has mentioned. This entire world needs your sakas. You have to give sakas to them. Nature waits for your pure energy. It has become thirsty, empty, very weak, unable to give even crops, wheat, rice, unable. We are taking it, pulling from it by using chemicals. So it's our great responsibility. Feel it. We are responsible yogi souls. We have to purify this nature. We have to energize this nature. We have to help to many human beings of all religions in this world. Because mind of many is becoming very sensitive day by day. Sensitive mind is not good. Be careful. Make yourself powerful. If we are sensitive, everything will affect us. Everything. Without any reason, you will lose your happiness. You will experience fear. So give sakas, and giving sakas is the biggest task of charity. Because in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 1 minute, we can give help to millions and millions of souls in this world. So two important methods first, and one method to give energy to the nature. It is interesting method, entertaining method. I am the angel of purity. I am up above in the sky. I am the master of nature. Baba's pure energy is coming to me. It's spreading out sky, ether, air and fire. They are receiving this pure energy. First practice. Then, see globe in front of you, means earth. From my forehead, pure vibrations are going to the globe. From thy sky, look, sea. Big sea, unlimited water. From my eyes, pure vibrations are going to the water. Then make a vision. All 9 stars, in the deity form, are standing in front of me. I am giving pure drashti to each and everyone and talk to them. You all are my good friends. This method, giving vibrations to the nature. Second thing, make a vision, globe. I am sitting on the globe or standing on the globe. Baba, Shiv Baba, came down, became here over my head, the canopy of protection. His vibrations are entering me, going to entire world, giving vibrations of might to all weak souls. Oh, sometime you can make vision. Baba's rays are spreading in whole world. He has become the canopy of protection over this entire world. Third practice. This sculpt tree is an inverted sculpt tree. Roots up above. Seed Baba is there in soul world. And I am an angel of purity, peace. I am sitting in the roots of this sculpt tree up above. Baba's pure vibrations, vibrations of peace are coming to me. First, receive them for a minute. And then for 10 seconds from me down, they are going to entire sculpt tree. Each branch, each religion. Receive for a minute, for 10 seconds, give to entire world sculpt tree. 1 minute receive, 10 seconds give to the world. You will enjoy it very much. Now let us do this practice, red light. I am an angel of purity. Supremely pure soul is sitting in forehead. Body of light, I am in the sky. Feel yourself up above in the sky, angel of purity. From Shiv Baba, the supreme source of pure energy, my most beloved father, he is giving me pure vibrations. Receiving these pure vibrations. These pure vibrations from me are spreading out, going to thy nature, sky, air and fire. Three elements are receiving them. I'm an angel of purity. In front of me, there is a globe. From my forehead, from the soul, from me, pure vibrations are going to the globe. Look, the ocean, water and water. From my eyes, pure vibrations are going to the water. All nine stars, indeed deity form, are standing in front of me and I am giving them trusty, pure vibrations. Talk to them, you are my good friend. Sit in on the globe. I'm must. Master Almighty, remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness, Almighty Shiva Baba came down, became the canopy of protection over my head. Powerful vibrations from Baba and from me are spreading in whole world. I am an angel of peace and purity. Sitting in the roots of inverted kalp tree, I am ancestor. Bab Saman Angel, from Shiva Baba, pure energy, peaceful vibrations are coming to me, I am receiving. these pure vibrations from me are going down in entire kalp tree, going to each branch, to all religions of this world. I am an angel of purity, came back in my body. Om Shanti. By these practices, mind will become easily stable and it will give us wonderful experience, good feeling inside, complete contentment, deep peace and purity. So this way, we can practice this Raj Yoga differently. At the end, we will do another practice, giving thanks to Baba, in order to make our mind full of love for Baba. We will give thanks to Him. But brother had asked me 10 minutes for question answers. Those of you who want to ask anything, please come here. Mic ho sakta hai bhai? So yes, mic de do. Yes, brother, you wanted to ask, come first.
Om Shanti. I thought it might be nice to have some Q&A because we have been listening since morning. So I'll start with one question, and if you have any questions, please feel free to come forward here. One question I was going to ask is, you were talking about mind and the intellect in the morning. And so Baba says, sit in the heart throne. And so a lot of times there is this confusion, is the mind the heart or is the intellect the heart?
And so, actually heart is the physical organ of this body.
Yes, but Baba says the heart is in the soul.
In Hindi, expressions are like this, do everything with true heart, means honestly. Have love with this person with true heart, means real love. So actually, mind and intellect both work together. We cannot separate them. Whatever mind thinks, its subtle energy enters in the intellect. Thoughts of mind becomes the wisdom of intellect. But in common way, you can say intellect work as heart, not this heart, intellect.
And another question is, Manmana Bhav and yoga of the intellect. So, what we are connecting to Baba ultimately is the mind, but through the intellect. Or is it that we are connecting to Baba?
Mind and intellect, two main powers. Mind is the power of thought and intellect is third eye. Before Baba came down, we did not know what is the form of God, so we could not concentrate on Him. So we have to create thoughts in mind about Baba, about soul, and through intellect we have to visualize. Because without visualization we cannot receive His energy. This has been also mentioned in psychology. If you visualize any object, you are connected to it. It is called energetic contact. So through intellect, we visualize Shiva Baba, we visualize soul, we visualize our five forms, we visualize our angelic form, we visualize entire cycle. And when we visualize Shiva Baba, we receive his energy. It's the word, both words have come into Gita, Manmana Bhav and Yoga of Intellect, both. Clear?
Anybody else? I can
okay,
go.
Anyone?
Yes,
come.
Om Shanti. Brother, I have a unique problem that my evening yoga is better than Amrit Vela. In Amrit Vela, I always feel sleepy, and although I get up, but that power is not, you know, felt. So how to improve that?
Many have got this problem. Evening yoga is powerful, but morning yoga is sleepy yoga. As I mentioned you in the morning, if you create energetic thoughts in your mind and do Om chanting for 5 to 7 minutes, your brain will become energetic. What happens with many? Now, this is a secret. When we are sleeping, our subconscious mind is awakened. It is awakening. It is alert. It is active. So if there is many bad things filled into subconscious mind, they work at night. They become active at night. So their negative energy enter our brain, and this is the reason that one cannot enjoy Amrit Vela. Therefore, I ask you all, create good thoughts. Read one of Vyakmul in 5 minutes. Note down some powerful points, or remind yourself, come out of your room, go on your terrace, see upward. Oh, beautiful creation of God! Baba is giving energy. He has come down to awaken me. Create such thoughts. Then you will enjoy Amrit Vela. Don't sit in yoga. Keep walking. Those who feel sleepy, don't sit, please. Move, walk or work. And remember Baba. You can enjoy good songs of Baba. But I tell you one secret, another secret. Didi Manmohini, our first chief, she had the problem of high blood pressure. So could not get up early in the morning because of problem of sleep. She asked Baba. I was also there. Baba answered her, don't mind. You get good sleep, but evening, 6 to 8, that time is also equal to Amrit Vela. You do that. So you will not feel any missing of Amrit Vela. And Didi then managed that all must come in whole to practice yoga. That's why the first day when we have this plan to do evening yoga every evening. But from that day, Didi got blessing from Baba and he started to wake up at 4 o'clock too. So if you don't enjoy, but I hope you will enjoy now, but sometime if you don't enjoy, don't get frustrated. Evening yoga. Or whenever you wake up, suppose 5 o'clock, you got up. Enjoy yoga. Otherwise, what happens with many Brahmins? They got up at 4:30, half an hour late. Oh, I'm late. I missed Amrit Vela. Got frustrated, not unhappy, whole day. Depression here, people will say, you are yogi, what is wrong with you? No answer. So enjoy the rest of the time. If you missed anything, it doesn't miss you. Missed 23 hours? 1 hour you missed, but 23 hours are there in your hands. Do enjoy them. Okay?
Another question on Karma Yoga. We are feeling good here. We have all the time to utilize, and you know, in our Lokic life also we have Amrit Vela and in the evening time. But during the office hours, it's very difficult to take time out.
Actually, this is very good for a yogi person that he or she must become Karma Yogi. While doing actions, while doing your job, doing anything in your cooking, making tea, drinking tea, anything, or sustaining your babies, you can manage, you can select some point, easy points of practice to do at that time. Suppose there is a baby in your lap, a small baby of 3 years. Look at her, him, her. Oh, great soul has come in my home. Baba has sent it, great soul to me. Oh, great soul, sweet baby. Create such thoughts, it's yoga. Suppose you are working in your office and you are very busy. In some intellectual work, we cannot do any good practice. Baba is with me. 5 times you can remember, Baba is with me, he is helping with me. Sometime invoke him, other time I am supremely pure soul, I am a great soul, I am Master Almighty. This all practice you can add with your karmas, easy and simple. But you need attention, you need powerful aim in your mind. Then this Karma Yoga will lead you towards powerful yoga in Amrit Vela evening, and you will not feel any tiredness after doing 10 hours job. You will remain fresh.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, so now last practice of yoga, red light. We will go in subtle region and will give our hearty thanks to Baba. He brought us in Madhuvan. He came down to meet us, to sustain us, to give His love. Many, many thanks to Him with true heart. Go to subtle world. Red light, lal light karein. Go to subtle world. See Bap Dada in front of you. Tune bajayenge. Bap Dada is smiling. He is giving drashti. He is my good friend. He is always ready to help with me. Now give hearty thanks to Him. Oh, sweet Baba, my Baba, you have become my companion. You have become my good friend. You have enlightened me. You have given true knowledge to me, divine wisdom to me. Many, many thanks to you. O Supreme Sadguru, I was alone in my life journey. You became my companion. You have removed all of my problems and obstacles. You have given me new life. You brought the gift of happiness for me. You have liberated me from so many bad things. You have given me many blessings and subtle powers. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Baba, you have given me everything. Your love, pure vibrations, feeling of pure relationship. I'm very, very blessed and happy to achieve you. Millions. Millions of thanks to you. Baba is smiling. He has embraced me. He is giving drashti. And I'm back to in my body. Om Shanti. And thank you very much. I hope you all have enjoyed this session. Also, I hope you will become great yogis, lighthouse for this world, and will glorify Baba on this earth. Om Shanti.